We are glad to present your speaker, Don Blackwell.
What does Ephesians 5:21 mean by submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God? Does this verse teach that husbands and wives are to equally submit to one another? No, it doesn't teach that. I've heard it said before by those who might be of a feminist persuasion that that's what this verse is teaching. But this verse is still in the context of the church in general. It says, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. And what it's teaching is the heart of service. It is the same thing as Philippians 2 and verse 3, where the Bible says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem the other better than himself. 1 Peter 5 and 5 says, yea, let all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. And so, lest anyone get the wrong impression, the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 5 turns around in the very next verse and says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And so this is not in any way denying the headship of the husband over the wife.